Amarava Muna Amarava Pasuvsha Kivan Chirimsa Matza Mutas. As what is the meaning in these sukkah? The Lashna Mutaris means that it's mutter la'achna, it's mutter to eat it. As the need in the sugya is it mutter to eat it or is it not mutter to eat it? And the shaila is it chametz and then it's asari or is it matzah and then it's mutter to eat? That's the shaila. But the fi zeh tzarech bir, what is the sugya doing here? Our sugyas are the sugyas of bitter and the sugyas of dika. Dika is chametz. What does it have to do with this, which is an inyan of dinei achila? That's in Perek Kol Shah. It's not in the first Perek. The Perek of Or La'Abbas is being oisik in dinei deacon beer, and not in dinei achila. As l'choira, the kivun is, al derech hapshat, that we just had a sugya that habaydik sarach shiyavato because of achshash, you're going to find chametz on Pesach. As hemshech to the inyanim of finding chametz on Pesach, the Gemara is bringing a tzir when you find something on Pesach that's suffic chametz. And you could ask, this is mishtayich also to the Gemara on Vav Amud Aleph, that the Gemara on Vav Amud Aleph says, Hamoytzi chametz bebeisai biyantif, koifin alav esakli. As over there was talking about when you find chametz on Pesach, you koifin alav esakli. In the Shulchan Aruch, it brings it down biyachad with the tzir of matzah chometz bePesach. Oh. So that's the kilu we're handling now, the sugya of you finding something on Pesach. Now over here, it's a shayla if it's chometz or if it's matzah. As we have a shayla, it was pasha iksha, and we say, kivan sheribsa matzah muteret. We're machriya that this piece is going to be a piece of, it's matzah and it's not chametz. As a gam, we're calling it pas, but it's a pashal matzah. It's not chametz digger pas, it's Pesach digger pas. Meila, it's mutter. Thus is the the Rach learns the Gemara is going la'achar ha-Pesach. The Gemara is not talking about if you're allowed to eat it on Pesach. The Gemara is handling if you're allowed to eat it after Pesach. As the Chavetz Chaim in Bir HaLocha, in Simen Tov Mem Vov, Es on the Rach, Mechatesa the Sugi is talking about, La'achar HaPesach. The need is if you find it on Pesach, if you're allowed to eat it on Pesach. Why does the Rach say the need is going La'achar HaPesach? This is the grace of Shaila of the Chavetz Chaim on the Rach. As the Chavetz Chaim says, a gewaldike chiddush. This that we're soymech on the heter of the Gemara, that even though the pas was ifsha, and it looked like it's coming from a long time ago, but we're soymech that it's matzah, that the Rach held is a big chiddush. Will only be soymech that it's matzah only klape the iser of achila la'achar Pesach, which is the iser derabbanon lehalocha. But in the iser koris mamish, the iser of mamish koris on Pesach, that we wouldn't be soymech. We go baser basra, but the pshat in the Rach. That's what the Olam, what's the pshat in the way the Bir HaLocha is learning the Rach. That's what the Olam is on the Bir HaLocha. A Benira, Avada, the din of Basa Basra, it could be the go Basa Basra even on Pesach. That's not what the Bir HaLocha means. It's a misunderstanding of the Bir HaLocha. The Bir HaLocha means in its seer where it's Ifsha. And it mamish looks like it's from a long time ago, that with toilet that it came on Pesach, that tliya is a shvacher, a tliya. As that tliya, that will only do la'achar ha-Pesach. The Chazinish and Reb Nochum tainted on this bir halacha that it's not muchrach, that's pshat in the Rach. You could learn pshat in the Rach differently. You could learn pshat in the Rach that the Gemara is going to say it's talking about Rabu Yimei Matzah Leh. The reason why, even though it looks like it's old bread, but Yitoylo Lahakil, is because it's Rabu Yimei Matzah Le. As the Rach was giving his shir, what does it mean, Rabu Yimei Matzah Le? Rabu Yimei Matzah Le means we're holding after Pesach. It means mamish, 7 days of Pesach went by. Thus is Rabu Yimei Matzah Le. As therefore, you don't have a raya that the heder is only. He's just coming to explain what's its here of Rabu Yimei Matzah Le. That's what they said. And they said, if you look in the Rach, the words before he says Achara Pesach is Rabu Yimei Matzah. As they say, being those are the words before, it's Mashma, that's what he's coming to explain. Rabu Yimei Matzah means you need all 7 days of Pesach to go by. Lemaisa, you could say the reason why the Bir Halacha didn't want to learn this way is because the Bir Halacha held, why is the Rach bringing this in the beginning of the Sugya? If he's coming to explain Rabu Yimei Matzah Le, he should have brought it at the end of the Sugya. Why does he bring it all the way in the beginning of the Sugya? It's Mashman the Rach that the whole Heter is only because it's Yimei HaPesach. That was the idea of the Bir Halacha, not to learn like Rav Nochum and the Chazon Ish. As it's Gevaldik, you have someone writing in a place in Rabin, wherever it is in Europe, like some lost city, and afterwards the Chazon Ish handles it, Rav Nochum handles it, and afterwards hundreds and thousands of people, when they learn the Sugya, this becomes like part of the Sugya already. The koyach of Torah, one person writing in a quiet room in Europe, comes hundreds and thousands of people are Isaac, and that becomes the sugya. That's what the mission of it says, Godol kisrucha miksara. That's what the yichud of kavrat Torah. Koyach that a person has with a ha'ara on a rach, a mahalach in a rach, and then the whole Klal Yisrael is handling it for years and years afterwards. Okay, as thus is the Asfala. As what's the Chiddush, that even though it's Ifsha, but being that it's Ribsa Matzah, it's Mutaris. Frag the Gemara, Hechi Dami. Ilay Mediyad about the Chometzu, ki Ribsa Matzah, my Habi. Pshita. Adelo Yadinam Bei Chometzu, I Matzah. Ella, obviously we're talking about, you can't tell if it's Chometz, if it's Matzah. Mayiria. Ki ribsa matzah, afilu ki loy ribsa matzah, nami nasal basa basa. You should go basa basa. It's what's the din of nasal basa basa? You say that it's mistomets from the last thing that was used there, being that bederach klal, in ofanim, that you clean it out in between, as you should say that it's, we're talking about where it was from the last thing. The Gemara brings a raya that you say nasal basa basa. That's really the ikka chiddush of the sugi, is this klal if you're nasal basa basa. But before we go in depth into the sugi of nasal basa basa, we want to handle another sugi that's nisbar over here. A very interesting sugi. Where do we have a raya in nasal basa basa? Mi loitna. There's a Mishnah Mesechta Shagalim. We're talking about you found money in Yerushalayim, Ir HaKodesh. The shaila is when you found money in Yerushalayim, as a lot of the money in Yerushalayim was Moyes Maisa Sheni. Are you Choshesh? It's Moyes Maisa Sheni or not. As the Mishnah Shkolim says, there's three dinim when you find money in Yerushalayim. Lefnei Seichrei Behema, if you find it in the Basar store, or if you find it in Harabayis, or if you find it in the city. First, we want to focus in on a very interesting nekuda. What happens if you find it lifnei seichrei behema? As over here, the Mishnah says, lo'olam meiser. As if you found the money in the butcher, the meat store, as then you assume the mayis is meiser. Why do you assume the mayis is meiser? Zok Rashi. In those days, most people that ate basar were mois maisa sheni. Mavur in Rashi that you're allowed to give your mois meiser sheni b'tuvas hana ayin derishash with his ma'ir. Vein oichlan oisam b'kdushasan v'ika achilas mois meiser shlami ma'ir ayam eviyameyam k'dekayim lam v'menachas. Hilkuch loichem mehem behemis the kol zman sheyesh lo mois meiser einem moitzin mois chulin. Okay. As most people that go into the stores, the butcher stores, their mois is meiser sheni. I say, Bezei, if you found money, Mistamitz Mois Maishas Shem. Frek Rashi, a bomb question. Avagav Dikul Amei Mashem and Miyad Hamoicha Naflo Umois Chulanein. Frek Rashi, who cares if most people that walk into the store, their Mois is Maishas Shemi, a Baharei, as soon as they give it to the Moicha and they buy the meat, it turns into Mois Chulan. As you have a suffix, did it fall from the meicher, and then it's mois meiser sheni? But all the money that was by the meicher, when they give it to the lekech, it turns into mice, into chulin. As it's a suffix ashakel, did it fall from the meicher? Did it fall from the lekeach? That's what Rashi hears. Oh. And vidrashi suffix isura lechomra. Okay, suffix lechomra, the famous klalos sveke deraisa lechomra. Lefi zed sarach beer. When you look at the Mishnah says la'olam meiser. What does it mean la'olam meiser? Safik luchumra. Luchayra, as it should have said, sfeika is meiser. Why does it say la'olam meiser? The lashon of the Mishnah is mashma. It's meiser vaday. Lefi Rashi, it's not meiser vaday. Bishleim if there's achrav roiv, as roiv is kevaday. Of according to Rashi, that the achrav is mishum safik. As why does the lashon of the Mishnah be la'olam ma'aser? It's interesting. When Tosis brings Rashi, Tosis says talinon lechumra. Kinira Tosis was bothered with this question and is coming to answer that over here in this suffix talinon lechumra. It's our beer. Why are we talinon lechumra? Where does he get this tliya from? Yeah, you have to know. Ve'ein nira l'ri. Of a zaktais is a nira l'ri, because we should say smoich miyuta de chulin de sham moyis lapalga de moicha, v'ave le ruba de heter. Frek taisis, if you look at the overall seer, as let's say 90% of the people that go into the store, their moyis is maisa shady, but 10%, their moyis is chulin. As if you add the 50% of the moichrim to the 10% of the moichrim that of the koinim that went in, that their moyis are chulin, as you have a roiv letera, das frek toises. Now in this toises you see you could be mitztarif a miut of one suffix to a chetzi of another suffix. L'chayr, it's two different sveikis. One is a suffix in the moicher, and one is a suffix between the moicher and the lekeach, who it fell from. But Taisus holds you mitztarif it all together to make a roi. The makar is, the Gemara in Yevamis kuf yutes, that if it's a suffix zachar, a suffix nekeva, and a suffix if you're mapilim, as you mitztarif the tzad of miyat mapilim to mechsa nekevis, and you make it into a roi. You see your mitztarif. As who adin over here, Taisus held your mitztarif. And that's what he asks on Rashi. How is Rashi going to answer Taisus' question? Taisus is asking a strong question. This is not a suffix, there's a roiv letera. As Ember Demiri, that there's a machlekis or meir in the chachamim, if miyuta keman the less or not. This shita that holds this holds miyuta keman the isa. As if mi'uta is command the isa, then you could be mitzarif it to a sveika. Aber, we hold that shitas with Meir, but he holds chashinan the mi'uta. But we hold like the chachamim, loy chashinan the mi'uta. Why? Because if we hold mi'uta command the lesser, as if mi'uta is command the lesser, as then you can't be mitzarif it. Thus is the mahalach of the Liri. What's makubal to learn, the machlokes is, what is the achrav roiv? Roiv means there's a suffix, there's a miyat, but there's a achrav. Or roiv says, there is no suffix b'chlal. Rav is misalik the suffik lagamri. It makes the miyat kamisha eino. If the miyat's kamisha eino, you can't be mitzarefit. If the miyat is kamisha yesh, you could be mitzarefit. Okay, as that's the machlekes, Tosis learns that this has nothing to do with miyat kamisha eino. You could be mitzarefit from miyat to a suffik. And Rashi holds that if miyat's kamisha eino, you can't be mitzarefit. Very cloy is the Yesedis Dika Nidan. So get it to many Makoidas. Tosis continues. Va'amar read that no. Over here it's not a suffix. There's a rhyme. The loichin have ruva. The kamav ne adam oimdim al behema echad liknois. There's a lot of people that go into the store. As being that there's a lot of people that go into the store, we have a rav. What was Rashi Shai? That's a suffix. Suffix moicher, suffix like keach. The teretz is, there are more loichim than moichim. A moichim, there's one moicher. And loichim, there are many loichim. V'tzorich iyon my kaka. Over here, the suffix is in the mois. What is in the mois? The suffix is not in the moicher, and it's not in the loikeach. As what do we care if there's more loichim? The suffix is in the mois. Is this mois mais hashem? As it's tali, the rov is tali in the mois. The mois is a suffix hashokel. As my nafka mean, if more guys that are loichim walk into the store, the shaila, the suffix is not loikeach moicher, the shaila is in the mois. And the mois is 50-50. What's shot in
Texas? There's more mois, there's more loichim, there's more meser.
Why?
More people are bringing in more money.
Oh, as what's makubal to learn Taisis is Einachinam. Taisis holds that it's tali on the mois. But Taisis means like this. You have many like him that walk in and they don't buy. You have people that walk into the store and they take one look at the price and they say, this isn't for me, and they walk out. Oh. As let's say you have 1 out of 10, he's like buying, and by him it's mois mais hashem, and then he goes. But klapi the loichim, you have a whole bunch of guys that walk in and don't buy. As klapi those guys, they're not switching their money mois mais hashem to chulav. As it comes out that if you look at the store overall, the mois that go into the store are mois hasheni, because there's a lot of loichim that don't buy, and their mois stays mois hasheni, as the rave of the mois is still. That would have been the pashita way of learning taisis. And the oilam tain is, it's muduyik in taisis. The kama bnei adam oimdim al behema echad liknois. Meaning you have one behema, and you have a whole bunch of guys that are coming in and bidding for that one behema, and only one of them buys it. That's what Tosis means. However, now we were zeicha to the Tosis HaRosh, and the Tosis HaRosh explains Tosis differently. Tosis doesn't mean kama bnei adam oimen al behema echad liknois, that five guys give a price and only one of them pays for it. Tosis means that one person cannot buy a whole behema. That's very expensive. Of you have five guys that buy one behemoth. As it comes out, all of them are giving their money to the moicher, and five loichim give the money to the moicher. If that's the pshat in Taisis, then taket sarap beer. Every one of the moicherim is giving the money to the loichim. Slicha, the other way around. Every one of the loichim is giving the money to the moicher. Now, why taka don't we say like him? He said, "Gar gishmak esfara." They're guys that walk in. They have mois meiser, and why aren't they counted? As you could say, a very gishmak esfara to say not that way, because they didn't take their money out of their pocket. Their money is in their wallet, in their pocket, in their kiss. If you don't buy anything, you come in the store and you talk, but you didn't take your money out, as your money's still in your kiss. It didn't fall out of your pocket. As the whole suffix is only in the guys that are taking the money out and handling in the mekechel memker. The guys that stam walk into the store and walk out, they don't become part of the suffix. As therefore, the Tosis Rosh did not want to learn that way. As therefore, the Tosis Rosh learns differently. That what Tosis means is that in every behema that's bought, there are like five loichim and one meicher. Oh, but then it's Tzarech Bir, as all their money turns into Kesef Chulin. As if all their money turns into Kesef Chulin, as it's a Safik HaShokel, why is there right? I hear there's five Leichim to one Meicher. I hear the percentages of Leichim are more than the Meicherim. There's a right. But over here, the Safik is in the money. It's not in the Meicherim and the Leichim. That's the big Shaila. The Chayr from over here, you could be patient. A very Yisaidis Vigashayla in Yeridea Simin Kuf Yud. One of the most famous Gemaras in Ksubis is it says if you go to, you find meat in the shul, and nine of the stores sell kosher meat, one of the stores sells trefer meat, Nesachacher, nine of the stores have a badatz, a good hashkacha, a chule. As then the meat is kosher. Who are din lahepach? If nine of them are treif and one of them is kosher, the poiskim in Yerideya Simin Kuf Yud Sif Katan Gimel in the Pesach Tshuva brings down load of poiskim that clear what happens if the one store sells more meat than all the nine stores. You have nine lemela stores that don't do so much business. They sell not so much meat. And you have one store, like Glatt Market, or one of these huge stores that sells loads of meat, more meat than all the other nine stores together. Do you look at the stores, or do you look at the meat? This is a big shiloh in the place. The Chavis Dashita is, you look at the stores. And the base of Rayim is Mitama on the Chavis Das, that L'choyah, the Suffolk, is in the meat. As you should look at how many pieces of meat are coming out of the stores. The Rav should be Kleveya in the stores. L'choyah entices by us that Taisis looks at the Loichim and not the Kesef. You would see in Taisis that Taisis holds, we look at the people and the stores and we don't look at the meat and the Kesef. What's Taka the Svara? Why should we look at the people? Why don't we look at the kesef? Why don't we look at the meat? As the Chazon Ish explains, because you have to look at the siba hamistapik, what's causing the suffix. What's causing the suffix is the stores that sell the meat. As you always look at the siba hamistapik, and over here what's causing the suffix is the meikrim and lekeach that brought the kesef. As the roiv is in the sibas astafik, it's not in the milsa demistapki. And that's the shayrish ashayla. When you kaveya the roiv, is it in the siba hamistapik, or is it in the milsa demistapki? That's the lomdish hakira. From our taisis over here, the way the taisis rush explains taisis, we have a shayna raya. And if the ilom wants to see the Ma'am Mekoymus, the Magia on the Taisis Rush, did a tremendous job in explaining it and being malachitic. You can look over there. He brings it all down. Thus is Mamish Ashena Shasidia in our Taisis, in the famous Shaila, do you look at the pieces, the Chanut or the Basar? As you have a Raya from Taisis, and he says, you look Basar the Maikra. Okay. It's a little bit Zaitika Sugya, but a very Yisoyvizdika Sugya. As now let's move on. Let's come back to the Gufa Sugya. As the Gemara over here is dawning, if you say that you go Basa Basa, and the Gemara brings a Raya from Witzir. Bahara Bayis Chulim Yushalayim Bishas HaRegel Maiser. Bishar Yimaisa Shana Chulim. The Shaila is, Yushalayim B'Shas HaRegel Maisa, why I Rav Mayis is Chulin, like you see in Shar Yimayis HaShana. I'm Rav Shmaya Bar Zariah. Zira, my time, Ohel V'Shuke Yushalayim, Asuyen L'Skabed B'Kol Yoy. Alma Aminon Kamoy Kamoy Ozele, Vahani Achri Mininu. Achinami Kamoy Kamoy Ozele, Vahayde Yidnu. Just like you say you go Basa Basra in Maisa Sheni, you say you go Basa Basra in Chometz. Freg de Pnei Yeshua, a bomba kasha on the Gemara. Freg de Pnei Yeshua, that over there, Yazlinam Basa Basra, that on Yushalayim we're saying it's Maisa. As we're going Basa Basra Lechumra. over here, you want to go basa basa to say you're allowed to eat chametz. You're going basa basa lakula. How could you bring a raya? You could use basa basra to go lakula. Hooray, over there in the Mishnah Maisris, all you see is you could use it lechumra. So how could you bring a raya from the fact that you go basa basa lechumra, that you go basa basra lekula? Thus fret the Pnei Yeshua. Now, there's two ways of saying the question over. One way of saying it over is the way the Pnei Yeshua actually asked the question. Maybe Basal Basra and Roiv, if you put Roiv on one side, Basal Basra on the other side, it's even. It's a suffix. We don't know which one is better. As what do you do, Misafik? As Misafik, you go the Chumra, but you can't go the Kula. As that's the way the Pnei Yeshua asked the question. The Velt says over the question a little bit differently. Maybe the din of Basal Basra is only L'chumra, not L'kula. Maybe you could only use it to go L'chumra. It's not strong enough of Achra to go L'kula. Thus is the question. The Slach asks another question. The Slach asks that he understands the din of Basal Basra is Dumya Deroyev. What's the Pshat? In L'maisa, it's not only a Slach. Inenu laidia in the mirror, it's a ritva in Bam Mitzia on Dav Chav Vav. The ritva in Bam Mitzia Dav Chav Vav says that the reason why you go basa basa is because the percentages is, after you cleaned up the room, the percentages is, roi percentages is, it's basa basa, as it's a din of hoilach basa roi. As frek the slach, the Rambam and the Rif both paskin that on a davar sheyesh loy mat chometz is a davar sheyesh loy matirin. B'chometz is mutar la'achar pesach midaraisa, as it has a din of a davar sheyesh loy matirin. And you don't go basar roiv like every davar sheyesh loy matirin. As how could you go basar basra? Arei chometz is a davar sheyesh loy matirin. Kach is shoyel the slach. I know the slach learns the din of basal basra is roiv. As how do you go basar roiv when it's a din of davar sheyesh loy matirin? Dosfer. As the slach has an iluya shechah, he says the man diyama who said this is Rav. Rav holds chometz bepesach is not a davar sheyesh loy matirin on choftes. But the Rif and the Rambam are mashmit the sugya, and they don't bring down the din of basa basra. Why? Zot the slach, because they hold chametz la'loch is a davar sheyesh loy matirin. As a meila, you can't go basa basra. This is the iluya shechap kedarkei bekodesh of the slach. Of the shayla is the pashas of the gemara. It's not toila on that. It's mashmit as no shaychus. As therefore, Rav Nochum wanted to answer both questions with a big yesoid. And Rav Nochum said it mamish b'kitzer, Rav Asher was hirchiv the beer on it and explained it b'tuv tam b'das. He wanted to say we find two kinds of achraz on the Torah. We find roiv v'chazaka, but the Gemara in Chulin on Yud Amid Beis, Yud Aleph Amid Aleph, the Gemara says, minayin does lean on basa roiv, minayin does lean on basa chazaka. These are achraz and sveikis. How do you know we have achraz and sveikis? And the Gemara brings psukim that you're machriya with roiv and chazaka. That's when you have a suffik and you're zlinan basra. But over here, the din of basa basra is, this is not a suffik. Right now, he took away everything that was here before. As it's not chalas suffik, maybe it came from before he cleaned. If he cleaned, he got everything. In order to make a suffik, there has to be a good sad, a very strong sad to make a suffik. There has to be a sibalist topic. There has to be a good sad. Over here, the word of basa basa is, if I cleaned up, nothing's left from before. As before is not a suffik. It doesn't go into the base of suffik b'chlal. Thus is the pshat of azlinon basa basa. It's not achrav, roi. It's not... Okay, the 60% chance it came from basa basra. The Vart is, it's Mamayit, the other side, that it came before Pesach, that it's not a Suffolk. And this is very, very important, Yisai. In order to be a Suffolk, there has to be a strong side. Maybe is not a Suffolk. Could be is not a Suffolk. There has to be a very strong Suffolk to create a Suffolk. As Basa Basra says, there is no Suffolk. B'dayma lezeh, Reb Nachum learned in the sugya of Kanimsa Kanhaya in Ksubis Daf Ayin Vav, in the sugya of Karev in Baba Basra on Chav Gimel Amid Beis, and in many other sugyas of Shas. Reb Nachum used this yisoid. There's Roy v'chazaka, it's Chalasafik, and there's Achronasafik, and then there's, it's not a Safik b'chlau, we're not cleric. Yeah, he also used it in Ksuvis Yud Gimel. Pachule, Rav Nachum, this was like Rav Nachum's handbook. It was like Kilo, the mere handbook. This Vart is used over and over in many sugyas. That over here, the Vart is not, we're being machlia. We're just saying that the Suffolk is not chal.
Being chelik on the ritva?
Hmm?
Being chelik?
He didn't have the ritva. He didn't see the ritva. Shouldn't say that. What?
Being chelik on the
slach. What? He's being chelik on the slach, yes. He brought the slach, and he asked on the slach, and he was chaylik on the slach. And we brought, l'chayra, there's a ritva in Bab Mitzia, chavav, like the slach, but he didn't, I mean, I shouldn't say he didn't have the ritva, he didn't bring it in also. Even though you see Eloy, he brought everything. One thing, okay, happens. One thing he missed, okay. But either way, you could say it in other rishayim. Okay. Yeah, Rav Asher went further to say, and l'chayra, there should be a Gemara, kanimsa kanhaya minalon. The same way the Gemara says, roi minalon, chazaka minalon, as there should be a Gemara, I'm sorry, basa basar minalon. Why don't we have a Gemara, basa basar minalon? Why don't we have a Gemara, karav minalon? Why don't we have a Gemara, kanimsa kanhaya minalon? The teretz is, because when you have a Suffolk and you're machriya and a Suffolk, minolon! Who says there's achroz and sveikis? There's a real Suffolk here. If the Vart is, there's no sveikis, there's no minolon here. The maisa to answer the slach and the ritva, it's nichlal and the minolon of Raif. Yeah. Whatever the Gemara is going to answer on Raif is going to go here too. But Rav Asher said, it's kilu mashma, these things are kilu new things that aren't the sveikis. So you go back, it's doch gewaldig. Was frekt? Maybe we can only use the achra l'chumra, but we can't use it l'kula. Lefizeh, if you say it, there is no suffik b'chlau. There's no makom l'chalik between chumras and kulas. It's not achra, even the nusach of the Pnei Yeshua, roiv against this gemara of basar basra, they're equal. They slug it out and they're equal, so it's a suffix. There's no mukum for it. Haray, if you say basa basra, there's no suffix. There's no other tzad b'chlau. Azicha, you say it bein lekula and bein lechum.
That's not what they write from Eitz Hasheni. Pasha, there's no suffix.
That's what we're coming to say, that there is no suffix. That's the chiddush, that there's no suffix. Nonsense. And the other shayla, davar sheyesh loy matirin, davar sheyesh loy matirin, Rashi and Beis says, you have a suffix, you're machmir with a roiv, why use the roiv? It's a davar sheyesh loy heter. Go and use it beheter. Adachlinan lei bisura, and use the roiv, tachlinan lei behetera. That's when there's a suffix, as then davar sheyesh loy matirin. But over here is a whole different vart. It's a vart, the suffix is not klalus. Who cares if it's a davar sheyesh lo matir? The slach sushtel se davar sheyesh lo matir because he learns it's the regular hachra of roiv. Aber, in the other ishainim, you could learn differently. Because that was the big vart of Amir and Nachum with Rav Asher's grace, Archova, Shena Archova. That it's a vart, the suffix is not chal. It's not strong enough of the suffix. Once you checked it, once you did it, it's not chal suffix. That's
the
vart.
What's the raya of the Gemara that needs to be suffix because that's the chumra to make sure they're right?
As the only reason why we go basrei is because ain't sibul is suffix. According to the way they're learning, there is no other suffix.
Maybe should make them right.
According to the way they're learning, it doesn't work in Din Roiv. In Dine Roiv, it wouldn't work in percentages. It only works. It's not Svei Dine. It's only this Din that it's not Chalvasam. Toiv. Okay, so that's Frek the Gemara. That's the Din of Basa Basa. Shani Hava, the Yipusha Mechia Chala. And that's why you don't go basa basa, ki ripsa matza my habit. As Yipusha Mechia Chala should also say that Roiv doesn't work. Rather, there's one stage in the Gemara, Yipusha Mechia Chala says basa basa doesn't work, but Roiv works. And the Gemara says no. If Yipusha Mechia Chala says not basa basa, who are then not Roiv? Rav Asher said, Lefi the way Rav Nochum's learning, there's a makom to say that there's a chilek because basa basa is not roi. Because maybe Yipusha Mechia Chala only destroys basa basa, makes a suffix, but who says it's enough to go basa roi? And that the Gemara Tain is back. No, it also destroys the roi. As there's a makom for a shakla vetaria, a makom to be machalik, the maskan is not that way. As Amarava loy tema sherivsa matza, ele ema sheravu yimei matza. Ihochi pshite. It's pashit. With tsarechion. It's coming to teach me this huge chiddush of basa basa. The Mishnah. As Ailo Multaina. Oh, we have a Mishnah in Shkalim that tells us that. So the Gemara should say, Ihochi hainu ha-mishnah b'shkalim. The Gemara doesn't ask that. Va'oi, the Gemara afterwards wants to prove you don't say basa basa. As what's this kasha, Ihochi pshita? It's a way of asking, why is it poshit? Basa basa is a chiddush. And if the Gemara means, because it's a mishnah in shkalim, as the Gemara shouldn't ask pshita, the Gemara should have said, we already have a mishnah in shkalim. Who asked the question? Rashi. If you don't think, you wouldn't notice it, that that's what Rashi's doing. Rashi, when he brings the Gemara, Iyachi Pshita, Afilu Safik Lecha, Demistama Vadai Batka. What does Rashi want? Why is Rashi talking Bechlau? Rashi was bothered with this question. What do you mean Pshita? Basa Basa is a Chiddush. The Gemara afterwards wants to say, you don't say Basa Basa. So after Rashi, there are levels in Basa Basa. By a kibud rogil, cleaning the streets, that is a chiddush, you say, basa basa. But over here, vadai bodka, you do bdikis chametz. It's not stam, you're cleaning the floors. You're looking for chametz. It's a takanis chachamim to do bdika. It's a much higher level. As over here, freg the gemara, pshita. That over here, zikr, you say, basa basa. Rav Asher said, Rashi says, Afilu Safik Leka. As Rashi's Mavur, what's the din of Basa Basra? Afilu Safik Leka. As Nishna Avalt from Rav Nochum, many years later in Yushalayim, Ira Kodesh. Rashi in France, Achoin Machadish given the vote. Rav Shleiman already said the vote. Rashi says, Afilu Safik Leka. As Rashi says the word, Basa Basa is Afilu Safik Leka. Nor Yovei Aben V'Yishol, but Rashi only says it over here. Rashi didn't say it in the beginning of the Sugya. As that Rav Asher would say, in the beginning of the Sugya, it's Chiddush. But over here, Zichur Afilu Safik Leka. That's what Rashi means. Okay. Toi. As this is the mocker to the word of Basa Basa is a philosophic leka, yesh kilu lefakfek sas on the mocker, because Rashi says it bedavka over here, but the kivun that he's saying that over here it's pshita philosophic leka, but there is a chiddush that sophic leka. Okay. As I'm with the Gemara, then no. Loit Sricha di Pusha Meruva. Mal de Tema Kiman di Pusha Meruva. Igloi Milsa de Vade Chametz Ma'alyu. The Hainu, it's old. The Ipush is a lot. Yeah, there's a lot of mold on it. It looks like it's really old. You'd say it's Zicha from a long time ago. It's Zicha Chametz. Kamashma and Kiman Jerubba, you may Matzele. You know why it's so moldy? Because when things get hot, it causes it to mold much quicker. It's not that it's so moldy, it looks like it must be from ages ago. No, just they baked on top of it some mimela. And what are we talking about? Rashi says we're talking about the teva she'niach by pas. I mean, the story over here is talking about they have a place where they keep their pas. The pantry, I don't know what you call it in English, a table where you put pas, and kilu, you're always adding hot breads to it. As a mela, that's what caused it to get very, very hot. Now, Rav Asher, when he says over shir, he says, l'fi the way Rav Nachum's learning, it's very shver the bir halacha. That how could the bir halacha say there's a chilish, that we only say this by something which is Issa Darabanan Basa Basa, and we don't say it by Issa Karis, Harei Lefi Rav Nochum, the Varda Basa Basa, there's no Safik Bechlal, because where's the Makam to be Mechalik between the Issa Karis or not? As Rav Asher says, Enochinami, Rav Nochum anyway answered the Rach differently, Lashitasa. You couldn't learn the Rach like the Bir Halacha, as he said, the Rach was only a Yumei Rav Olam. Behelim Divrei Rav Asher, you could say, that avada the din of basa basa, there's no suffix. But over here, what's the chiddush? If we're coming to say basa basa, why are we talking a pasha ipsha? You don't have to say basa basa and it's here a pasha ipsha. What's the chiddush over here? That it was ipsha. And it looks like it came from a long time ago. And with toilet, no, with toilet that he really put hot stuff on it and that's what caused it to get very moldy. As maybe the Chavetz Chaim means that svara, that even though it's very moldy, but with toilet it's because he put hot bread on it all the time, that will only make on a berabon. That's how we're getting out of it. Okay. Toif. Frag the Gemara, Miazlinan Basa Basra, Vatanya, Frag the Pnei Yeshua, what's this Sugya doing here? This is a Shailon, the Mishnah in Shkolim, that says you go Basa Basra. Yesh Lepalpal up, it's 103. Vatanya, Rav Yesi, Rav Yehuda, Amma Tevesh, and Ashtam Shubba, Moyes, Chulin, and Moyes, Maisa, and Roy Chulin, Chulin, and Roy Maisa, Maisa, Bamai, Lezel Basa Basra, Rav Nachman by Yitzhak, Hachav Mayas Kinan, Kigoin Jin Shtamshe by Mayas Chulin, Umayas Meiser, the Eni Yedea, Eze Mehan Basoif. Frag the Ran on the Gemara, if you don't know which one's Basoif, as maybe the Basoif was the one that doesn't answer. As how could you say because Roy is you go basa the Roy, maybe the Basoif was the Mir, so it's a Suffolk Roy. Meaning we don't know what was the last one, so we can't go basa basa. As what do we use? We use Roy. Frek the Ran, how could we use Roy? If you go basa basa, there's no Roy, as it's a Suffolk Roy. As Rav Nochum said, over the fee the way he learns that the word of Basa Basra means that we don't clear a suffix. As you could say, when you don't know what the Basra is, you don't say it Bechlal. Because over here you can't say we don't clear a suffix because we don't know what the Basra was. As we're still going to have a suffix. As you don't say the Basa Basra. As Lefir of Nachum's Vart, you could answer the Ran. As in the old Bate Midrashim, this was very common by the Rosh Yeshivas, Lefir their Mahalach, you could answer the Rishonim's Kasha. As Man Hazeh, things have changed. Nowadays, the way we do things, as it's a Kasha on the Ran, on Rav Nachum, as you see, not like Rav Nachum. It's a Chilik in Derchei Alima, the kids like. In Brisk also, in Brisk they say something, Reb Chaim asked the Shaila on Taisis, and they'll finish us, as a Docha Kashof in Taisis. That's the old way of doing things. Kilo, you have a Shaila Svara, Lamaisa Lachoyer in the Ran, you see not like Rav Nochum. Okay, Nocha Rishon, not like Rav Nochum, but Rav Nochum will answer other Rishon. Or maybe it's not a steer. Okay, that's with Shaila, how you continue. Okay. So the Gemara another two tunes. And kigain shen shtam sheba sibayrin sibayrin repapama kigain deshtakech begin. Okay, thus is the Gemara. Ez Hashem, tomorrow we start a new sigya, Bundik Sarah Shiyavara. Came out, it's a Gavaldi Gezach. The Olam learned this sugya, and many of the Tifa Lamdanim, when they learned this sugya, they looked at it and they said, there's no Tifa Lamdis here. It's a light, the sugya, and there's nothing really doing here. Many people just learn it very quickly. And we see like every chelik of Shas, we mamash sure, like Ashilas Kleila, we saw big Yisoidis in the sugya, Yisoidis in Sveikis, Yisoidis in how you Kleru Roy, yeah. And also in Yonim and Chometz too, we saw. Let's say that.